USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing in the red after a steep sell-off. Stocks trimming some losses after the Dow lost over 900 points earlier in the session. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 614 points to close at 33,970. President Biden is set to address the UN General Assembly on Tuesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki previews his speech, particularly the president's emphasis on international alliances.
He will talk, and this will be a central part of his remarks, about the importance of reestablishing our alliances after the last several years.
Critics argue President Biden's strained relations with European allies over the Afghan withdrawal, as well as stepping over France with a nuclear submarine agreement with Australia and the UK. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is visiting the border, saying that they are swiftly processing and removing thousands of illegal Haitian immigrants who are living under an international bridge on the Texas border seeking asylum. Texas AG Ken Paxton explains what's causing this illegal immigrant surge.
There is a reason that the Haitians are here. He invited them by giving them that special protection, and that message got sent through their community, and that's why you saw so many show up so quickly.
Haitians making up a majority of the illegal immigrants camped under the bridge in Del Rio. A lawsuit has been filed against San Antonio, Texas, Dr. Alan Braid. He's being accused of violating the state's new abortion law. Braid bragging by writing about it in the Washington Post, saying he performed the abortion on a woman in her first trimester, but beyond the state's window of 6 weeks. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Democratic senator may be saying not so fast when it comes to a $3.5 trillion spending bill.
Senator Joe Manchin has reportedly suggested holding off on pushing a Democratic $3.5 trillion spending package. Axios reporting that the West Virginia Democrat has suggested waiting until 2022 to continue discussions on the package full of Democratic legislative priorities. That bill will get a vote in the House later this week. Congressman Kevin Brady says that the tax hikes in that package would be devastating to American families. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that it would also slow a recovering economy.
And most Americans think this country is on the wrong track and this is going to make it worse. It will kill American jobs, drive prices up even higher on families, and I think hook a whole new generation of the poor onto government dependency. First, this is an economic surrender to China, Russia, and Europe that will drive American jobs overseas and could kill up to 3 million American jobs over time. It is devastating tax hikes on Main Street small businesses, just as they're trying to come out of the COVID.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tax the rich seems to just be a slogan for some. Aurora James, who designed Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's slogan-wielding red carpet gown, is reportedly herself a tax deadbeat. James with unpaid taxes in multiple states. New York saying James owes them over $15,000 for taking taxes out of employees' checks, but not sending it to the state.